The Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League is brought to you by Baywall PPC. Pay-per-click puts you in the captain's seat of all your marketing efforts. Through data-driven optimization, your brand will be put front and center in front of your key demographics. We'll help you bring in increased conversions and qualified sale leads. Our PPC team will examine your traffic to make sure you're not wasting a penny on unnecessary spend and focus on driving in traffic that will maximize your return on investment. Visit BaywallPPC.com to learn more. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League podcast. Week 14 in the books. Quite an interesting week. The last week of the season here before playoffs start next week. So let's just get it going here and jump into the scores for this week. On Thursday Night Football, the Rams beat the Raiders 17-16. Baker Mayfield with a last-minute drive to win the game. Miraculously so, as he showed up 2 days prior to the game and barely knew the playbook, but somehow found a way to squeeze out a win against the absolutely terrible Las Vegas Raiders. Sunday, we had the Bills beat the Jets 20-12. The Bengals beat the Browns 23-10. The Cowboys beat the Texans 27-23. The Lions beat the Vikings 34-23. The Eagles beat the Giants 48-22. The Ravens beat the Steelers 16-14. The Jaguars beat the Titans 36-22. The Chiefs beat the Broncos 34-28. The Panthers beat the Seahawks 30-24. The 49ers beat the Buccaneers 35-7. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the drops and adds that happened from earlier in the week. Team KK added Brock Purdy, dropped Davis Mills. Team KK added Mike White, dropped Sam Ellinger. Team Johnny Watts added Las Vegas Raiders, dropped Raheem Blackshear. Team Titan Up added Chigozian Okonkwo and dropped Tegan Quiteriano. Liver Spotted Hands added DJ Dallas, dropped Benny Snell. Boats and Hose added Tyler Huntley, dropped New Orleans Saints. Mike Honcho dropped Hayden Hurst. Team Keegan added Cincinnati Bengals, dropped Green Bay Packers. Liver Spotted Hands added Tony Jones and dropped Marcus Johnson. Team Nighthawk added Mike Boone and dropped Denami Brown. Team Nighthawk added Benny Snell and dropped Bailey Zapp. Team Nighthawk added Colt McCoy and dropped Snoop Connor. Team KK added Austin Hooper, dropped Harrison Bryant. Team Boats and Hose added Matt Breida, dropped DeMarcus Robinson. And Team Keegan added Kendrick Bourne and dropped Taylor Heineke. All right, and then next we'll jump quickly into the major injuries for this week. The first one being Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson left Sunday's loss to the Chiefs due to a concussion. He suffered the injury in the fourth quarter on a 3rd-and-11 scramble that kept the drive alive for a first down. Wilson rolled out to his right and gained 14 yards on the scramble, but fell on his head, along with the Chiefs defender falling on top of him. He needed assistance getting up to the sideline, and the team initially said that Wilson was being evaluated for a concussion before officially ruling him out. He was replaced under center by Brett Ripien. And then next, another unfortunate injury for 49ers, Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel was carted off the field during the second quarter of the matchup with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Samuel's leg bent awkwardly when he was being tackled on a running play. After initially staying down on the ground, he tried to get up on his feet, but needed the assistance of the cart. The 49ers officially ruled Samuel out with an ankle injury. After the victory, head coach Kyle Shanahan said that Samuel has a left ankle injury and the team is not sure the extent of the severity. He added that it's most likely a high ankle sprain and that the ankle is not broken. And next on the list, Mike White. Mike White left their game against the Bills a couple of times due to a rib injury. Joe Flacco came in for brief periods to relieve him, but White ended up playing the entire fourth quarter as New York tried to call back in it against Buffalo, which ended up winning 20-12. Head coach Robert Saleh told reporters post-game that White was heading to the hospital as a precaution. I haven't heard anything beyond that, but hopefully he's okay. And then next, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett was hit by Baltimore Ravens' Roquan Smith and was evaluated for a concussion. He departed to the locker room during the first half and was replaced by Mitch Trubisky, who finished the game as Pittsburgh fell to Baltimore 16-14. And up next, T. Higgins. T. Higgins aggravated his hamstring during warmups and missed all but one snap against the Browns. Higgins popped up briefly on the Cincinnati injury report with a hamstring injury. And then a second Cincinnati Bengal wide receiver makes list here, Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd injured his finger on the first pass thrown his way by Joe Burrow. He was first announced as questionable to return, but was soon downgraded to out. Coach Zach Taylor said postgame that Boyd has a dislocated finger. And then next on the list, Tyler Huntley. Tyler Huntley was ruled out with a concussion during Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Huntley was playing in replacement of Lamar Jackson, who was sidelined with a knee injury. Third-string quarterback Anthony Brown came in for Huntley and completed three of his five passes for 16 yards. Before going down, Huntley was 8 for 12 for 88 yards and added 31 yards rushing on the ground. And the last notable injury for the week, Mike Boone. Denver Broncos running back Mike Boone went to the ground after a one-yard run in the second quarter of their matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. He was eventually carted to the locker room. The team officially ruled him questionable return with an ankle injury. A long list of notable injuries this week. We'll see how that potentially affects playoffs starting next week. But next, let's jump into this week's matchups. First matchup is going to be Team Nighthawk against Team Keegan. It looks like Team Nighthawk will squeeze this one out, which is a shocking because, as we all know, he is tanking. Team Keegan is also tanking. So this was a tank-off, if you will. Team Nighthawk, he is starting Colt McCoy, who will likely finish with 0 points. He played Benny Snell, who had 2 carries for 4 yards. He left Davis Price in again, who just was out. He put in Justin Jefferson, who had a massive game, 11 for 15 with 223 yards, 27 points. He had Jamar Chase, who had 10 catches, 119 yards, 1 touchdown. He's got Trey McBride going tomorrow, who will probably put up a big fat zero, but we'll see. He played Garrett Wilson, who had 6 catches for 78 yards. He played George Pickens, who had 3 catches, 78 yards. And then Team Keegan. Team Keegan started Deshaun Watson, who, just like last week, was absolutely terrible. He started Joe Mixon, who had 14 carries, 96 yards, 2 catches for 10 yards. Dalvin Cook, who had 15 carries for 23 yards and a touchdown and a fumble lost. He's got Jalen Waddle, who as of recording has no points. He started Christian Kirk, who had 5 catches, 45 yards. Mark Andrews, kind of disappointing, 2 for 6 with 17 yards. He played Juju Smith-Schuster, who had a decent game, 74 yards and a touchdown. He is starting Kendrick Bourne, who's going in tomorrow's game. And yeah, that's that matchup. This is just a battle of a toilet bowl. I believe with this win, though, Nighthawk places himself outside of the bye for the toilet bowl, which is interesting. You'd think he'd try a little harder to lose to get that position. And next was a heavyweight bout between Team Mena and Team Labor Spotted Hands. Both teams currently sit at 11-2, 1-2 in the league. This is probably going to be the championship. And this week, Team Mena is going to slightly squeak out this victory. I think he got it tonight with Keenan Allen getting enough points to surpass Team Liver Spotted Hands. Team Mena had Joe Burrow over 16 points, 239 and they threw the air, two touchdowns. He had Najee Harris go for 33 yards and a touchdown. Josh Jacobs, another pretty good game, 99 yards and a touch. St. Brown had one carry, 6 yards, 68 yards receiving. CD Lamb, kind of disappointing. He had 33 yards. Pat Freiermuth, 33 and a touch. Chris Godwin, 5 catches, 54 yards. As of recording, Keenan Allen has 6 catches for 48 yards. And then Team Liver Spotted Hands, Pat Mahomes, who threw for 3 touchdowns, but also threw for 3 interceptions. Nick Chubb, a little bit disappointing out of him, only 6.9 points, 34 yards rushing, 20 yards receiving. He played Zeke Elliott, who had a pretty good game, 62 yards and a touchdown, 3 catches for 19 yards. He played Devin Duvernay, who had 0. He played Devontae Smith, who had 5 on 8 targets for 64 yards and a touchdown. He had Travis Kelce, who, somewhat disappointing for Travis Kelce, only 4 catches for 71 yards. And then he had Samaje Perine, who went for 22 yards and a touch. Leonard Fournette, super disappointing out of him, only 7.6 points. So yeah, like I said, with Keenan Allen going in this game here on Sunday night, Team Mena is going to squeak this victory out, and he's going to finish as the number one seed in the first year of the Prestige Worldwide Fantasy Football Dynasty League. Next matchup is Team Boats and Hoes against Team Meltho JA. Boats and Hoes is going to take this one convincingly against Team Meltho JA. Team Boats and Hoes started Tyler Huntley, who, like I said earlier, left the game early, so only had 6 points. DeAndre Swift, kind of disappointing out of him, only 5.4. Rashad White went for 56 yards and a fumble lost. Stephon Diggs, disappointing out of him, 3 for 37. Wow. A.J. Brown, decent game, 70 yards and a touch. Dalton Schultz, 6 catches on 10 targets for 87 yards. Pretty solid out of a tight end. Brandon Ayuk, 57 and a touch. He has Josh Palmer currently going, who, as of recording, has 3 catches for 46 yards. And then, per usual, I'm just going to skip over JA's team. So, yeah, Boats and Hoes takes this one, and we'll move to 9-5. And next matchup, Team Mike Concho against Team Titan Up. Team Mike Concho is going to take this one convincingly. He has Kyler Murray going tomorrow. He started Miles Sanders, who had an absolutely massive day. 144 yards, 2 touchdowns. He started Christian McCaffrey, who also had a massive day. 119 and a touchdown. And then 2 catches for 34 yards and another touchdown. He's got Tyreek Hill going right now, who, as of recording, has 3 catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. And 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. That was a weird play. I saw that earlier. It didn't make any sense. He's got DeAndre Hopkins going tomorrow. He had George Kittle. Disappointing day out of him. 4 for 28. Tyler Lockett. Not bad. 60 yards and a touch. Amari Cooper. 2 for 42. And then Team Titan Up. Big day out of Jalen Hurts. 30 points. 217 through the air. 2 touchdowns. 77 yards rushing and a touchdown. Deontay Foreman, not bad. 74 yards out of him. He's got Ramondre Stevenson going tomorrow. Devontae Adams came back down to earth this week with only 3 catches for 71 yards. T. Higgins, who left the game, like I mentioned earlier, kind of unfortunate there. We'll see his status. David Njoku, not bad. 15 points, 7 catches, 59 yards and a touch. Saquon Barkley, kind of a bad day out of him. 5 points, 28 yards on the ground and 20 yards receiving. Donovan Peoples-Jones, pretty good game out of him. 8 catches for 114 yards. But Team Mike Concho is going to take this. And I believe with this win, he will actually pass Titan up in the standings. So that's a huge win for Team Mike Concho. And the next matchup, Team The Gilded Lady against Team Johnny Watts. Johnny Watts is going to take this one convincingly. Johnny Watts had Dak Prescott go for 284, a touchdown, but had two picks. Isaiah Pacheco, 70 yards. Tony Pollard, a massive day out of him, two touchdowns. He had Debo Samuel, like he mentioned earlier, he's going to be out for a while. He's got that high ankle sprain. Mike Evans, disappointing, 44 yards from him. Will Disley, disappointing, 20 yards out of him. Team Valdes-Scantling, 20 yards, disappointing out of him. And then Jerick McKinnon, massive day out of Jerick McKinnon. 6 carries, 22 yards, 7 catches for 112 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then the team, the Gilded Lady, he has Justin Herbert currently going, who has, as of recording, 328 yards and a touch. He had Cam Akers, 8 points, 42 yards and a touchdown, but a fumble lost. He played Travis Etienne, 32 yards. He played Mike Williams, big day out of Mike Williams in his first game back, 116 yards and a touchdown, 20 points. Darius Slayton, 42 yards. TJ Hockenson, 6 for 77 with a fumble lost. Travis Homer, disappointing, 26 yards, 4 points. Chuba Hubbard, 74 yards and a touchdown, 17 points out of him, not bad. But Team Johnny Watts says they are going to take this one convincingly, and he'll move to 6-8 on the year. And then the final matchup, myself, Team KK, against Team Connor Mayette. Connor Mayette is going to take this one for me this week. He started Josh Allen, who had 147 yards and a touchdown, 10 carries for 47 yards and a touchdown. He had Jamal Williams, 37 yards, 3 points, kind of disappointing out of him. He has Jeff Wilson currently playing, who, as of recording, has 4 carries for 26 yards. He had DJ Metcalf, who had 71 yards and a touch. Jerry Jeudy, massive day out of Jerry Jeudy, 73 yards and 3 touchdowns, of course, against me, of course. He had Otten, who had 4 catches, 28 yards. Adam Thielen, 65 yards and a touchdown. Matt Collins, 7 points, 40 yards rushing and 22 yards receiving. And then my team, I had Kenny Pickett, who had 1 point. He left and has a concussion, so hopefully he's okay. We'll see his status going into next week. Derrick Henry, big day of Derrick Henry, 121 yards and a touchdown, but 2 fumbles lost. Austin Eckler, who as of recording has 10 carries for 16 yards and a touchdown, but 7 catches for 63 yards. So not bad out of him right now. Zay Jones, big day out of Zay Jones, 77 yards and a touch. Tyler Boyd also got knocked out of this game. He finished with 0. Austin Hooper, 5 catches, 68 yards. Devin Singletary, 8 carries for 39 yards. 1 catch for 4 yards, so kind of disappointing out of Singletary. And then another Bill, Gabe Davis, disappointing out of him, 3 for 31, 4 points. So yeah, Team Connor Mayette takes this one from me. He'll move to 6-8. I'll move to 8-6. And that rounds out the matchups for week 14. And then with week 14 wrapping up the regular season here, let's go ahead and take a look at the playoff bracket starting next week, week 15. Team Liver Spotted Hands and Team Mena are both going to start with bye weeks. Congratulations to them. Great seasons. First matchup is going to be Team Tighten Up against Team Boats and Hoes. The second playoff matchup is going to be Team KK against Team Mike Concho. Liver Spotted Hands will play the winner of Boats and Hoes and Team Tighten Up. And then Team Mena will play the winner of Team Kike and Team Mike Concho. And then we also have the Toilet Bowl, which according to the Sleeper app here, let's read this little blurb on the Toilet Bowl. The lower bracket teams who miss the playoffs are automatically entered into the Toilet Bowl, where each team will battle to avoid last place, aka the poop emoji king. It's a poop picture of a poop emoji and then it says king. So we'll officially dub the winner of the Toilet Bowl the poop emoji king. The losing team from each round gets flushed to the next round. If you want the traditional consolation bracket type, please ask your commish to change it in league settings. So yeah, that's the Toilet Bowl. Team Meldel J.A., just an absolutely awful season out of him. He'll get a bye week here in the Toilet Bowl to start. Next matchup is going to be Team Keegan against Team Johnny Watts. And then I believe, actually scratch that, Team Keegan will get a bye. Team Johnny Watts will play Team Nighthawk. And then the final matchup is Team Connor Miette against Team The Gilded Lady. The other bye week will go to Team, yeah, it's like I mentioned, yeah, Keegan will get the bye there. So yeah, that's the Toilet Bowl. So yeah, with that, that sort of just wraps up our regular season here. Personally, I had a blast my first year in this league. Looking forward to the future. Should be interesting. I've never done a Dynasty League until now. So really looking forward to the future. Had a great time this first league, or this first year. Decided to start this podcast, which is pretty cool. I've got some good off-season ideas coming, so stay tuned for that. And we'll just round out the show with the quote of the day. This week's quote: "We're gonna kick you in the teeth, and when you punch us back, we're gonna smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way, we're going to bite a kneecap off. We're going to stand up, and it's going to take two or more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you." Dan Campbell.